The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Linda's on her way to Sacramento today, visit her parents. Good morning, the 20th of August, 2024, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
Wreck up on North Market Street, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Truck overturned?
There's a truck on its roof, mm-hmm. and a car totaled.
Okay. Well, it's National Radio Day.
It is National Radio Day.
Yeah, I'm going to be pulling statistics out showing how many millions of people every day listen to the radio for hours. Millions. Yeah. So what else is new?
Not much. Just living and working.
Living and working. Are you still over there delivering brisket?
Yes. Yesterday I delivered, it was the first time I delivered pork belly.
Pork belly.
And I just wanted to accidentally lose the delivery, you know what I mean? But
do you know what pork belly is?
Oh, yeah. My uncle, every time he visits, makes some pork belly.
Okay. During the Civil War, they had pork belly. It was salted. They'd eat pork belly and hardtack, which is like a hard bread, like a cracker. And they'd have to soak, you know, they'd cook up the salt pork or the pork belly. And then they'd dip the hardtack in it. It was the only way they could eat it. And it was like just not just the Civil War, it went on in probably into the early 1900s. Something you should try.
I'll consider it.
Okay. Hey. Today, sunny with a high near 91 and a low tonight around 61. Tomorrow, 90. Now, Thursday, a 20% chance of showers after 11 a.m. Mostly sunny with a high near 81 and a 50% chance of showers. And Thursday night with a low around 55. Showers likely on Friday with thunderstorms also possible with a 69 degree high. Wow. Chance of precipitation is 70%. On Saturday, slight chance of showers, and Sunday is going to be sunny with a high near 92. Monday, sunny and hot with a high near 99. So, more showers, more possible thunderstorms after our one on Saturday. I thought I'd had enough for at least a week. So, hey, the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned business four generations out of Anderson, the Kenny family. And they do treat their customers really well. They have discounts for seniors and veterans, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business, and just really good people. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. And I'm sitting in here with Gabriel Leet and Rachel Newman.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you two?
What a beautiful morning it is.
From the the Shasta Historical mm-hmm. Society, but also the Shasta County Arts Council.
Correct.
Okay. So, tell us what's going on.
All right. Well, we have a fall festival coming up October 4th from 5 to 8:30 p.m., and it's going to be in conjunction with the First Fridays downtown. We're going to have trick-or-treating, music, games, and a whole lot of fun out there.
And where's this going to be?
We're going to have it in the Reading Cultural District. So it spans most of Market Street from the old City Hall all the way down to Cascade. We're trying to pull in as many organizations and businesses as want to participate. So it'll be a lot going on and a lot of fun.
So now, Rachel, are you with the Historical Society?
No, I am from the Shasta County Arts Council right across the street.
Okay.
Yeah. I am with Shasta Historical Society.
Okay, so I just switched you all there.
Yep.
So, Gabriel, tell us about the Historical Society.
Yeah, so the Historical Society has been around since 1930. We like to bring Shasta County history to life and bring it to the public. We do that through publications and events, and we do that also with events like this upcoming fall festival with our Haunted History Walking Tour.
Okay. Yeah. Now, it's your offices are right down the street here. Is that correct?
We're on Market Street, over by From the Hearth. And,
yeah.
And they're directly across the street at the Old City Hall.
And you have books and things like that for sale there? Or?
We normally do. Right now, our building is under construction, and it's possibly going to
be renovation?
Yeah, it's full renovation, actually. It may take up to 8 months. So, and as you know, with construction, it could take longer. So we're looking at about a year, but we are still helping with research requests. We're still out there doing our events, and we're still doing all our Facebook posts and bringing our publications to people.
Yeah, I see your Facebook post all the
time.
Yeah,
thank you.
Okay, so y'all have kind of gotten together on this for the first Friday in October?
That's correct.
Okay. And what are you going to have out there? I mean, what kind of stuff?
So specifically at the Arts Council, we will have our October gallery opening will be that night. We also will have a film that will be shown upstairs. I know that North Valley Art League will have their gallery opening, and they are over on 48 Quartz Hill.
Yeah, we're going to do what we can to activate the downtown new Whistle Stop Park as well. And we're going to, as Shasta Historical Society, we're going to do a haunted historic tour, basically, kind of a walk that we're going to team up with a group called the Paranormal Triage, and that's Ryan and Brenda Woods, and also with Kelly Bobin. And we're going to visit a couple of buildings, some historic buildings, and we're going to talk about a little bit of the history of the building, and then we're going to get into the paranormal investigation side of things.
So some of these places around here are haunted?
That's what we understand.
So our building was built in 1906, and we've definitely had some interesting experiences in it, so we're hoping to see if it is.
Yeah, the oldest building on the tour is from 1888, and that's the IOOF Hall.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're also going to have the Cascade Theater, as well as the Shasta Historical Society, which was built in 1902. So lots of history and many stories about hauntings.
Okay, now, nobody's ever said this, but the French Gulch, that hotel out there, there's no way I'll spend a night there. You know, I mean, I've walked upstairs. I've walked through the, through the passageways, there, corridors. There is no way I'd spend a night there. You're not going to convince, you know what? I think the whole place is haunted, even though that nobody's ever said that. But when you walk through there, tell me that you don't think there's, there's some stuff in
I'm
there.
Only taking pictures from the outside.
Whoa.
I'm not familiar with the inside.
Whoa.
Yet.
You go, no, it's really, I mean, it's nice. I mean, don't misunderstand me. The rooms are nice and all that. Don't convince me there aren't, like, the rooms are filled with things in there, spirits. And I don't believe in that stuff. So, well, I obviously do. I'm talking about
enough
it.
Enough
to say I'm staying out of the French Gulch Hotel. You know, I haven't been there in a long time. I don't know if they still collect or they still serve lunches and stuff like that. You used to have a good brunch here. Okay, I'm here with Gabriel Leet and Rachel Newman from the Shasta Historical Society for Gabriel and the Shasta County Arts Council with Rachel. And they're part of this thing that's going to happen on the first Friday in October. And there's going to be a lot of great. Okay, now, so how do people get a hold of you for more information or? Do you have flyers or stuff?
We're still collecting our sponsors. So our media is not 100% out yet. We're just trying to get the word out. We will eventually have a dedicated spot on the Arts Council website so that people can go and see what time things are happening and what all is going on. So that should be up by the beginning of September. Until then, they can either contact me or Gabriel through our website. It has all of our emails on it.
Yeah, my email is gabriel@shastahistorical.org, and the phone number people can reach me at is 530-440-0252.
Gabriel, is this like a volunteer job you do?
No.
Are you like the curator of this museum?
I am the only employee at Shasta Historical Society. I'm a development marketing manager, but turned historian because I have no choice. I've been basically writing most of the articles that you see published lately.
Okay. And Rachel, what do you do over there at the...
I am the media and marketing, so I do all of our graphic design and our website and stuff. But I also kind of freelance over there as our events planner and just trying to activate downtown, get people out and about experiencing art and culture.
Yeah. Okay. Now, it's going to be in October, so I want you to come back in September after you've got a little more, you know, after you've got some more, vendors and, maybe, get a little more specifics on this. How's that?
For sure, definitely. We would love to.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for coming in a little bit early today. Hey, that's what we're here for. I mean, we're all downtown. And Doviva downtown maybe doesn't know that. But we're all downtown, and we're here to help each other out, right?
Yes, sir.
So let's make plans on coming back again in September as we get closer to it. And we can talk about the exact things that are happening and where we are.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, no, it's a pleasure. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Feeling the smoke in the air? Breathe easier at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave on Market Street. Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs, clearing and easing asthma, sinus, and skin issues. Perfect for teens, families, athletes, and pets. Our salt therapy also helps with inflammation, frozen shoulder, carpal tunnel, and surgery recovery. Enjoy our infrared sauna and light therapy for weight loss and rejuvenation. Plus, try the Genesis Stone, a wearable aid for breathing and stress relief that may help reduce medication needs. Don't miss our back-to-school coupon codes around town. Visit Capturing the Essence Salt Cave today.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. If you need shade trees, they have them at 20% off, along with crepe myrtles and blooming fruit trees. Shrubs and trees are the foundation of any landscape design. They offer color, fragrance, shade, and privacy. Shrubs and trees will thrive when they're planted in the right place. Gold Leaf Nursery is here to help you choose the right shrubs and trees that work best with your landscape project. Take advantage of their summer sale going on now. You'll find shade trees and shrubs in 1 gallon or larger, all 20% off. That's a huge savings for any project. Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. Come on out and stroll through the beautiful grounds of Gold Leaf Nursery and take advantage of their summer sale. It is going on right now. You'll find your local Gold Leaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road, just a quarter mile past the airport, and across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, as well as online at goldleafnursery.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients.
Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on her way to SAC. Visit her parents. She'll be back by Friday, I think. Today, it's going to be a beautiful day with a high near about 91. And we're going to be looking at clouds and possible thunderstorms coming in here Thursday and Friday. And maybe even Saturday. So just be prepared. Anderson, Cottonwood Irrigation District. The Acid Canal sprung a leak yesterday. They finished repairing it, though, and it should be fully operational right now. It was discovered on August 15th by a landowner whose property is adjacent to the canal when he noticed that he had a swimming pool for his cattle. Anyway, they had to shut down the main canal, which stretches south from Redding to just past Cottonwood, as we all know. And it did not affect customers on the Churn Creek side of the system, which is on the other side of the sack. So they got it fixed, and it should be back today. Kevin Cry called in yesterday on the news report and said, hey, we're repairing this thing, and we'll have it back. Paul Wellman, Paul Hellman, Shasta Resource Commander here. The top planner, he's the Shasta's County's Resource Management Director. He took that job in August 2018, about a month after the car fire. Hellman came to Shasta County from Redding, where he was the city's planning manager for nearly 3 years. So my history has been I don't stay in one position for too long. I feel like people can get stale, and finding a new challenge is important to me. Said next to his 11 years as principal planner for the city of Bakersfield, the 6 years as resource management director in Shasta County was his second longest tenure in one position. So, he's going to another county. Now, of course, people are going, oh, another one forced out by the Board of Supervisors. No, I think Paul was pretty clear. He says, I do a job, I don't want to get stale, I go take another job. I think there's nothing wrong with that. That was one of the good things about the Marine Corps. We knew that every 2-3 years we were going to get another job. We were going to go someplace, we were going to deploy, we'd get new bosses coming in, or we'd be leaving. I mean, you just knew it every 3 years. You knew that something new was on the skyline. So, I totally understand what Paul Hellman is saying, that, hey, I've been here for like, 8 years? 6 years. And that, you know, now I want to go and see another part of California. And he's been offered a job, and good luck to you, buddy. I know that I've reached out to him on an incident. It had nothing to do with us, but it was another organization, and asked him series of questions. He came back right away with answers and background on it, and I couldn't have asked for a better answer than so. Take it for what he says, instead of saying, oh, they forced him out, which you've seen. I mean, I've already seen it on the social media from people who don't know what they're talking about, as usual. Okay, what else we got going? House fires. What's going on with house fires? We had a couple of house fires this week. One of them because people put ashes into a trash can without pouring water on them, and it caught the house on fire from the outside. I don't know what kind of ashes they would have had for something like that. With, you know, what they're burning. What can I say? The Democratic National Convention has kicked off. Yes. Watching AOC speak is just,
I heard that the Democratic Convention built a wall around its surroundings so that you have to require, it requires an ID to enter, which is just very...
I heard about that. You need an ID to get in. Yet. Oh, don't get me started. Don't get me started. And a wall and an ID. Who did this? The Democrats? Oh, no. Not the Democrats. The freedom and love. I'm sorry.
It's free entertainment.
And Ben, you're only 18 and you're seeing this. I love that.
And I don't actively seek out politics at all, so.
I know. Hey, one of our judges around here was just honored. Shasta County Court Executive Officer Melissa Fowler Bradley has been honored with the highest possible recognition for her work in the administration of justice in California. She has been recognized by the State Judicial Council with a Distinguished Service Award, one of only three people to receive the commendation. And Judge Stephen Baker is one of the people who nominated her for her work. And he says that she is so experienced and knowledgeable about every aspect of court administration, budgets, labor negotiations. She was instrumental in the people receiving so many of the benefits that we have in Shasta County, including new judgeships, new courthouse facilities, management, labor negotiations. And we're very happy that she has received this award. It's very well deserved. So a big shout out to Ms. Fowler Bradley here, Melissa Fowler Bradley. And I've met her before. She's really a nice lady too. Besides just being obviously very accomplished, she's also a very nice lady. Okay. Here's the thing is I saw something is, we've got a group of people who got the country into the state it is right now, telling us how they're going to fix what they broke for the next 4 years. And the scary thing is that people may believe them. Inflation is here because of the Democrats. The high gas prices because of Democrats. What else? I'm not going to lay Israel and Hamas and Ukraine and Russia at their feet. However, I think you could probably make a case for that. They had, a perceived weakness in our leadership. What I'd like them to explain is every one of them, starting with, Vice President Harris, is how they could tell us for months, gaslight us on how healthy Joe Biden was, how he could outwork anybody, sharp as a tack. Explain that to me, how you could do that for the last 8 months. I'm not even going to say for 3 years. I'm just going to say for the last 8 months, when it's obviously the man was having cognitive problems and going downhill quick. Now, you want to talk, do you believe in conspiracy theories?
Oh, yeah.
Do you? I don't. I really don't.
You don't think JFK?
Well, okay, I believe him. There could be one, JFK, all right? I don't know if this thing on 9/11, no.
I don't think
all these others. Yeah,
I agree that.
I poo-poo them. Poo-poo. And, but here's my conspiracy theory here. You ready? Somebody with, and it could be Pelosi and that group, they knew Joe Biden was not going to be able to do it. That's why they threw him to the dogs and the wolves and the media in that debate. They could have had that debate, the first debate, because this was an early debate. Everybody said that. They could have had it after the convention.
Oh, that's great. So they just purposely
put him out there knowing that was going to happen. Knowing that when the people of the United States saw the mental condition of our president, and it couldn't be hidden like they've been doing for months and months and months. So Pelosi and Schumer and the gang that they have plotted this coup. Yes, that's the word. It was a coup. And they plotted it, and they put him out on the national stage.
That's crazy that...
Now, think about this, because they knew what would happen. They knew one of two things. There was a little bit of a gamble there, but then they, you know, after they threw him out there, and then they went after him, forcing him to resign or to say he wasn't going to run again. They felt like that was the only thing they could do. They knew that Trump would hammer him in the election.
It's crazy that all you have to do, all they had to do for a successful coup was to just let him be himself.
Yeah. Yes. Not cover for him. Put him out. That was it. Just put him out in front of the public. So, Maureen Dowd in New York Times says, let's just use the word coup, because that's what it was. It absolutely was. And the other part is, all those delegates that are going to vote for her, she never ran for anything. She ran, you know, all those delegates went to Biden. But Biden said, I'm not running now. So I want all of y'all to put your support behind Kamala, who...
She keeps copying Trump's policies.
Oh, my God.
And it's so annoying.
No tips. I'm not going to tax tips. Where did you hear that? When is she going to go in front of a press conference? She hasn't done it yet. And nobody... Where's our major media saying, excuse me, but it's been 28 days and you still haven't been in front of a press conference? Waltz's dog has had a press conference. Anyway, we got to take a break here, and I'll let you answer the phone first. Let me see what else happened. A guy here in Reading is upset because the DMV has redirected so many things to kiosk and online, like your car registrations. You can even get your driver's license online, right? Linda took her test online. And let me tell you, you want to take, you know, when you have to go, oh, I've got to take the test. Take it online, my friends. It is. Linda's showing me. She says, are you kidding? You know, you can miss the questions. And they'll go, oh, no, you know, you should try again. it's ludicrously easy as compared to the written test you take down there at the DMV. So go online to renew your license that way. What else? Anyway, but so, yeah. And they say, well, just, you know, to break down the lines, it's be more efficient. And somebody says, no, I think that we should be able to go down there and get this. Well, frankly, I don't like going to the DMV. Does anybody like going to the DMV?
I just get so happy and giddy when I go to the DMV.
Do you? Giddy. Giddy, that's a good word. You know, what we should do is get the popcorn and the ice cream vendor. Right outside there.
People say we only have one jail here, but I say we have two, and the other one's...
One of them's the DMV. You know, you're on firing on all four cylinders today, aren't you?
Thank you.
Okay, we got to take a break here. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a local bank. Local board of directors, they have, you know, the people running it are all local. Matt Mosley, he's come up through the ranks here in town. Of course, the Mosley family is from here. They have four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Reading, one down in Anderson. They've been in the business, like I said, about 17 years. They've won awards for being one of the best small banks in America. Their service, as far as I'm concerned, their customer service is just outstanding. You know, we do business there. We're real happy. Cornerstone Community Bank, moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. We'll be right back.
Yeah, you turned me on. Put down a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Festigam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on her way to Sacramento with her parents. Dad's having a medical procedure. Yeah. When you see, this is what happens when you get older, Ben. You start having procedures, not an operation. No, no, they're procedures. And as you get older, so this is something to look forward to. Yeah, in his case, is your prostate starts getting weird. So other things, hair starts growing out of your ears. Do you have any hair in your ears right now?
I don't think so.
No, but trust me, you will. Something to look forward to as you get older. Hey, Robert, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. As always, thanks for your show. I want to add a little twist to your conspiracy theory regarding Mr. Biden.
All right.
I frankly don't think that it has anything to do with his cognitive decline. In fact, I think the Democrat Party would prefer somebody that was cognitively compromised to be in charge.
Okay.
And what I think is that they knew, I don't know if you saw this report yesterday from, I think it was Fox that reported it, that the House has finished up their impeachment inquiry into him and discovered all the nefarious stuff that we all knew,
yeah,
you know, well in advance, but it hasn't been reported by anybody of all of his dealings. And in fact, I think they used all of those nefarious things from his past to control him during his first term in office. And once they found out that the Republicans were going to get to the bottom of it, they ousted him from office because they no longer had control of him.
Well, at some point, I guess, if he had reached a certain point, they couldn't control him. You know, like last night he went off script, and so every time he goes off script, you know that their depends fill up. So do you think that? You think that they were just? Why did they put it out early? Why was the debate so early?
I think the debate was so early just so that Biden could get past it in the, our American memories are short. And he could flub up in a debate and we would forget by the time Election Day rolled around.
Well, yeah, that's true to a point, but you saw that debate just like I did. And, it was like, oh my God! This is a man that has got his hands on the nuclear football. This is the man that has to make all these decisions. This is the man that has to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning when the old hits the fan. And it was obvious that there was something wrong with him. I mean, there's been obvious for months, but I mean, really obvious this time.
Yeah, but Carl, I mean, look at all the flubs up to the point that he got elected president. He's never been this eloquent, very smart or whatever person, and yet they got him elected. So I don't think that they no longer had the dirt on him. They no longer had this, all of his stuff to hold over his head because it was going to be made public, and therefore it was time for him to go, and they need to get the next person in there that they can pull on their puppet strings. I don't know. Well, I don't know what all skeletons are in Kamala's closet. We know a lot of them.
Yeah, but those skeletons, the people, they bring up the the Willie, who's it, Willie?
Willie Brown.
They bring that stuff up, and frankly, that doesn't even concern me. It was long ago. And what concerns me is the things that she says, and the things that she has said. This thing about price fixing at the federal level. Excuse me, that's called. I think that's called communism, when the government fixes prices on everything. And she tried to walk it back and said, well, not everything. But this is scary. People need to listen to what this woman is saying. And this guy, Walls, he's worse. And there's your 1-2. And if people want socialism in the United States, then electing Harris and Walls will give them that, because that's what you're going to get. You're going to get socialism.
Well, they've created the space for this perfect storm. I mean, if we raise the children up in school into a sex cult and make them think that sex and sexuality is the most important thing that they'll ever experience, then we can get them to not pay attention and actually think, as you and I do, as many, Americans were raised to actually think, cognitively put two and two together and get to four, but they don't. They don't, as far as they're sold on either being famous or being as sexually promiscuous as they can be, and all the political stuff is just easy to get right over their heads. Oh. And that's where we are. We've created a perfect storm of not teaching these kids the responsibility of a free republic.
I know a lot of people love Trump. A lot of people like Trump. But I can tell you right now, if it was any other Republican candidate for president right now, they could probably carry 40 states easy. And now it's a toss-up in some of the battleground states that Trump had been leading in. Now it's a toss-up. And why? Because it's Harris? And, I mean, what has she done? If you'd say, name some things that she's accomplished as vice president, and you're going to have a tough time making that list. And, by the way, I misspoke. It's been 30 days since Harris has had a press conference. You know, so anyway, thanks a lot, Robert.
And you bet. And you're right about the fact that it's Trump. By the way, they've done such a great job of dragging Trump.
Oh my God! How long's it been?
Now half the country.
8 years. 8 years of constant attacks.
And just blatant lies about him.
Yeah.
It's just blatant. I mean, I'm not the biggest Trump fan, but they just lie about him blatantly, and people just pick it up and run with it.
Yeah.
Thanks, Carl. Have a good morning.
Okay, Robert. Thank you very much. Okay, hey, we got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends out there at Four Winds Jewelry, voted best in the North State 2023, 2024. And guess what? Let's do it again. Let's make it a threefer. You know why? Because they are the best in the North State. It's locally owned, locally operated, good people down there, Rebecca and Henry. Leonard started it 30 years ago and sold it to them. He's still down there. He still comes down and works down there. They've got the only watch repairman, the only stone cutter in the whole area. It's right there at Four Winds Jewelry. You want to design a special piece of jewelry for your loved one? Okay. They're going to help you do it, and then they'll build it for you. Plus, an outstanding collection of jewelry that they have there all the time, ranging from estate jewelry to Native American to, you know, your regular watches and, you know, and things like that. Watches, bracelets, necklaces, all those things. All this is at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
Really want to see.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectible at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Ready for an unforgettable night of amazing music and good vibes? Then join us for an epic night at Danger Kitty's Billion Dollar Bash 2. It's all going down August 24th at the Axiom Repertory Theater, and this lineup is straight fire. We're talking about the killer sounds of Jeremy Ryan and the California Grown Band and the Pine Dogs Unleashed as openers, with Danger Kitty as the main event. Plus, you'll be feasting on some mouthwatering grub from Lakata's Catering, and the Axiom No Host Bar will be open. The whole shebang is included in your ticket price, and it's powered by Kay Shasta, Soundwave Entertainment, and KCNR Radio. Don't miss out on what is guaranteed to be a legendary night of rock and roll. Grab your tickets, rally your crew, as this promises to be a night to remember. Head on over to our website, DangerKittyMusic.com, or the Axiom Theater website for all the details and tickets. We'll see you there.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. Linda's on her way down the sack, visit her parents. Pop's having a procedure. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at REU. REU, thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle? Yeah, those rebates are still available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. And people will say, Carl, you're against EVs. I'm not against an EV. No, I'm not. They've got certain things. I mean, there's certain areas. I mean, if you're just driving around town and those kind of things, I understand that totally. But until they put this infrastructure in there and figure a way of bringing electricity to that infrastructure that doesn't include destroying hundreds of thousands of acres of land that can be more productive by using it for agriculture and ranching and these things. Now, I'm not crazy about it, no. But there are places for it, and people in California buy EVs. And if you're going to do that, you might as well get that rebate available. Hey, Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Regarding the upcoming election and the Democrats and so forth and the Republicans.
Yes, sir.
I watched little bits and pieces of last night's convention. I could hardly stomach much of it. But it just dawned on me. Kamala Harris's entire platform is the Bernie Sanders platform.
Oh, that's real close.
If she gets elected, it's going to be a Bernie Sanders presidency.
Well, I can't disagree with that. You know, she's putting out things out there and saying things. You know, again, I go back to that price fixing. That's scary. When the federal government is going to tell somebody in Crouch, Idaho, how much they can sell a quart of milk for, are you kidding me? And, I mean, and she can walk it back all she wants or try to, but that's what she said. And you're right. And you're looking, you know, is this what we want in the United States? Do we want us to mirror Europe with socialized medicines, price fixing, the reason that people in Europe don't have a lot of money, that a lot of cars aren't there and all these things, is their taxes. You know, when you're paying like 60% of everything you make to taxes, to support everything, that means you don't have much money to do the things that you do want.
Well, we already know that Bernie Sanders is a self-proclaimed full-fledged commie, and he can't get elected just because of that. And once again, when you've got AOC on your side, she's a Bernie Sanders commie, too.
Well, I can tell you this. The squad lost two of their members this year because of how they're so, you know, because they were pushing socialism and other things. AOC seems to have struck a chord in her district that they like her. And Bernie Sanders keeps getting reelected every year, even though this is what he's extolling, and the people of his state don't really believe that, yet they keep electing Bernie Sanders. So I don't know what
liberalism is a mental disorder. As old Michael Savage used to say.
Yeah, okay.
Liberalism is a mental disorder.
Okay, thanks a lot, Chris.
You're welcome.
I don't know if that's true, but I do know is that there are things that I'm seeing and hearing. It's a little, and it doesn't bother me about me. I mean, it's going to be a battle. But when I think about my grandkids and you, Ben, what you're going to be facing here, are you going to be forced to drive a car the government tells you? Yeah, in California you are. Now, when does the state be able to tell you what kind of car you can drive? It's going to have to be an EV. After, 2030, 2035, no internal combustion engines to be sold, new ones to be sold in the state of California. And there's some other states doing that.
I wonder if build your own car kits and stuff like that.
A ghost car. A ghost car, like ghost guns.
3D print a car.
You print a car. That's right. You know, hey, we're gonna sell you your own internal combustion car in a kit car and call it a hobby.
Making ghost guns was, for a very short period, it was legal in California because it was such a new thing. There was no laws on it.
Yeah.
I remember back because I just did research into it. But I didn't do it.
Here's the other thing. In California, 2035, I'm sorry, but you can't buy an internal combustion engine car or truck. See, here's the thing. What about people that need internal combustion engines to be able to... Okay, let me be selfish here to haul my horses because an EV can't do it. We all know an EV can't do it. And where we go, I mean, you go up in the Warner Mountains like I did, and up in the Trinity like I did over the last few weeks. There's no charging stations up there. And so what do you do? How do you get back? Do I bring a generator with me and crank it up to charge my car and take me 24 hours to do that, or my truck? So, but what happens then is the state of California, the people here, you can't buy it here in California. So where do they go? They go up to Oregon. They go over to Nevada. They go to Arizona and they buy the vehicle they want and bring it back. So, but what the state of California will do, and they're not saying it, but you just watch. Oh, well, you're going to have, for your license, for your internal combustion engine, we're going to make you pay for that. And just watch.
Aren't they doing the mile tax thing?
Oh, okay. Let's go. Don't even get me started on that because they're looking at, because all the taxes on gas has dropped so dramatically because people have got cars and trucks that get better gas mileage. You got the EVs, you got the hybrids. So the gas taxes have dropped dramatically. So what do you do then? Oh, well, let's just charge by miles.
I'm going to start using my scooter again, I swear.
Yeah, but see, they don't think about people in rural areas where they've got to drive 40 miles to get to a pharmacy. Or they're using, in the long distances people have to travel.
Well, that's the thing. They don't care about taxation without representation anymore. So.
We this is not saying anything about the Dalits. We have two representatives for all of the North State. Two. In L.A., they've got 47 assembly members. And it's all based, of course, on population. They could care less. They could care less. We're making decisions for the state. No, they're not. They're making decisions based on their districts. And they could care less up here about us. When people talked about the state of Jefferson, it the whole thing was about representation. Representation. If we had fair representation. If we had a senator for every two counties or something up here, or every county, like they used to, I think it was almost every county, at least they could get in there and they could duke it out, and they needed to have consensus. There is no thing as consensus anymore in the state of California. This is a one-party state, Democrat. And yet every decision... Businesses having to shut down, businesses moving out. All of these decisions are all Democrat decisions. At some point, maybe people will have enough. Who knows? All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about some events that are happening in tourism right here in Reading and the surrounding areas with the Reading Chamber of Commerce rep. We'll be right back.
How can I try to explain? When I do, he turns away again. It's always been the same.
The Reading Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Biden has passed the torch to Vice President Kamala Harris at the Democratic National Convention.
Convention goers showered the president with rousing cheers and chants of thank you, Joe, as he closed out opening night before stepping away from this week's political spotlight. In a late night speech, he staunchly defended the work of his administration, sharply criticized Donald Trump, and made a case for his vice president.
We need you to beat Donald Trump and elect Kamala and Tim.
He said Harris would be a president the whole country can be proud of. Greg Clugston at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago.
This week, the Trump campaign is focusing on battleground states. Today, the former president campaigns in Michigan. Yesterday, he was in Pennsylvania. As the cleanup goes on in flood-ravaged parts of Connecticut, North, and Vermont, recent flooding has slammed the state's tourism industry.
Two bouts of flooding in July is hampering businesses and destinations in an economically depressed section of northeastern Vermont, with some still closed as they continue making repairs. Burketown Administrator Jim Sullivan.
It's traumatic. It's unbelievable the extent that it ripples out. You know, if Kingdom Trails can't open, people cancel their reservations at the Airbnbs and at the inns. We have restaurants that are counting on all of those people coming here.
Kingdom Trails is a popular destination for mountain bikers and can draw tens of thousands of visitors a year. I'm Julie Walker.
Six more bodies recovered by the Israeli military. Hostages, they have been taken captive by Hamas in its terror attack on Israel on October 7th. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 64 points, the Nasdaq off 84, and the S&P 13 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Americans now have more credit card debt than any time in history, owing a staggering $1.3 trillion collectively. What happens when most people can't pay their bills? Well, the U.S. economy is clearly moving into uncertain territory. That's why more Christians are turning to gold just for their peace of mind. I'm Lance Wallnau, Christian news analyst with a 30-year track record of predicting trends. The Bible tells us that gold is a time-tested store of value that can protect your God-given assets through almost anything, including America's historic debt bubble. And here's the good news. You can own gold through your 401k or IRA. My friends at Birch Gold Group can help you buy gold for your retirement account, tax-free and penalty-free. To learn more, text the word FAITH to 989898 for an info kit from Birch Gold that's entirely free. Zero cost or obligation. Text that next step right now and take it. Text FAITH to the number 989898 for your free info kit. That's FAITH to 989898.
Doesn't happen very often, but it would seem that a North Korean soldier has managed to escape to South Korea. The BBC's Jean McKenzie in Seoul.
It's thought the soldier had been working in the demilitarized zone and managed to get the attention of South Korean soldiers on the other side. Defections in general have plummeted over the past few years as North Korea has increased the security and surveillance along its vast border with China, which is the route that most use to escape. This defection comes weeks after the government in Seoul started blasting anti-North Korean propaganda over the border with loudspeakers. The authorities here are now questioning the soldier and will want to know whether these announcements played any part in his decision to defect.
Rescue teams and divers have returned to the scene of a storm-sunken superyacht off Sicily, searching for six people, including British tech magnate Mike Lynch, who are believed to be still trapped in the hull. News and analysis, townhall.com. Former President Trump says Kamala Harris refuses to do a Fox News debate.
On Truth Social, the former president said, quote, Comrade Kamala Harris has just informed us that she will not do the Fox News debate on September 4th. I'm not surprised by this development because I feel that she knows it's very difficult at best for her to defend her record-setting flip-flopping on absolutely everything she once believed in, including her statements that there will be no fracking in Pennsylvania and her horrible performance on the border. Rather than a debate on September 4th, I've agreed to do a teletown hall anchored by Sean Hannity for Fox. It will take place in the great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, end quote. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
U.S. Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey slated to resign by day's end. This comes about a month after a jury convicted the Democrat on federal bribery charges. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on her way to SAC. Visitor appearance. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, which means you can't get away from us anywhere in the world. Our phone line's here at 530-605-4567. Do you have something interesting to say or thoughts that you'd like to share? Ben is at the helm. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
You're holding your own pretty well this morning, Ben.
Thank you.
I'll think of some way of tricking you that way your dad can get a chuckle this morning.
The better you get at a job, the more strict the job gets. That's what they say.
There you go. And what did you say to me today about coming in early?
When I was driving here, there was a big accident at the top of North Market Street, so I couldn't get to work the normal way. And so since Carl always has us come 15 minutes early, I was still able to make it before the show started.
There you go. Nothing can't be fixed by getting there early enough, right?
Yep.
Good. Just remember this. When you're like 90 years old and you've got your great-great-grandchildren sitting on your lap saying, what can you impart to us, great-great-grandfather? You say, be there early. And they won't know what that means because at that point, the government's taking care of everything. Hey, the weather. I know. I just got off on that today. Sorry, guys. Today, sunny with a high near 91 and a low around 61 tonight. Tomorrow, about 90, going around 60. Now, on Thursday, it looks like we've got a 20% chance of showers after 11 a.m., mostly sunny with a high near 81. Winds could gust as high as 21 miles per hour, so we're going to have wind warnings. And Thursday night, a 50% chance of showers. Now, Friday, it's going to get up to a whopping 69 because there's showers likely with thunderstorms also possible after 11 a.m. Chance of precipitation, 70%. And then Friday night, chance of showers, a low around 52. Saturday, chance of showers, but mostly sunny with a high near 80. And then after that, it's sunny. And we're going to get up to like around 99 on Monday. So when I left, the forecast didn't show anything about showers. I got back Saturday. I was caught in a thunderstorm where I couldn't see the hood of my truck because it was coming down so hard and hail and all that. As I was driving by the Civic, I'm going, what is this? And everybody pulled off the road, and which I was just waiting because you couldn't see. For somebody, because they couldn't see, they panicked and they stopped in one of the lanes. I was just waiting for that. And, as soon as I could, I just went off to the side. But looked like there were no wrecks. But and that was Saturday. So we're going to have another chance of this week, my friends. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a four-generation family endeavor out of Anderson, the Kenny family. It's a veteran-owned business, locally owned, locally operated. They do treat their customers like friends. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They've got other programs there. They're just good people, the Kenny family and Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. And I'm here today with Danny Orloff, who is from the Chamber of Commerce, is in charge of their branding and tourism.
Yep.
And
Tiffany Audubony with Headwaters Adventure Company.
There we go. I knew that. Tiffany Adebani. There you go. Okay. I'll write that down. Because I for sure will butcher that later. all right. Now, there's something coming up here.
Yeah, we got it. Yep, we got the Lake Redding Regatta coming up.
Whoa. Yeah. Lake Redding.
Yeah, where's Lake Redding?
Yeah, where is Lake Redding?
It's right Lake. In the middle of downtown.
Oh, downtown Lake Redding.
Yeah.
Well, after we have a couple more thunderstorms, and I will just say, there you go.
No.
We don't need water for this.
No, we don't.
Okay.
We have enough with the river.
Now, Regatta usually says has something to do with boats. So tell me about this, the Lake Redding Regatta.
Yeah, so the Lake Redding Regatta was originally the water carnival back in the 1920s. And it was the spot to be with like 7,000 people. There was grandstands, diving competitions, dancing competitions.
Diving competitions?
Yeah.
From the bridge.
Off the bridge. They would just swan dive in, and people would come from all over, San Francisco, the Bay Area, and come here for...
Oh, come on. Wait a minute. Which bridge are we talking
Diesel
about?
Diesel Horse Bridge.
Diesel Horse Bridge, yeah. And they dive into the water there?
Yeah.
I'm going to show you
Was there more water than there is now?
Yeah, because there wasn't a dam.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yeah. So change the flows a little bit with the dam. And that's kind of what kind of put a pause to the regatta. So after the water carnival in the 30s, they became the regatta, the Lake Redding Regatta. And I was just doing some research right before we hopped on. And 1933, they gave out $400 for the winner of the boat races. There's multiple different types of boat races and more motorboats. But, yeah, $400 in 1933.
Whoa, that's the equivalent of $18 million today.
$9,000 and some change.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I need
something like
that. Yeah, we're just giving out medals.
And a bag of popcorn.
So yeah, there'll be popcorn there, too. Yeah.
Okay. So where's this going to be at?
So the Lake Redding boat ramp and Lake Redding Park right there underneath the Diesel Horse Bridge.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So there is going to be a regatta.
There is. This time it's a little bit modernized where it's human powered. We have kayaks and SUPs this year. We're planning on doing this annually. So we're going to increase the categories to include other types of craft, canoes, tandem kayaks. But this time we're
starting
small.
Oh, come on, let's get with it. How about homemade boats? Out there,
right? They do that in Eureka.
And you can have the one that's the weirdest boat, and you can have like a little Viking. You get a little Viking boat with a bunch of Vikings in it.
Note that.
Right. I mean, come on. You guys are limiting yourself. You got to have the open class where there's 40 guys on a skull and they're rowing down the.
Yeah.
Carl, this is the first year. We have to think simple the first year.
Okay.
Okay. Let's not get all ahead of ourselves.
Yeah. And then you have a net at the there as the boats are boats are coming apart in the water that you can catch the people on the boats.
Yeah.
And drag them into safety.
No, it's something that this is.
I'm having too much fun.
Yes, you are. This has been something I've been paddling for 14 years, and I paddled that section of the river.
Mm-hmm.
And to go underneath the Diesel Horse Bridge and see the old sign that says Lake Redding Regatta.
Yeah.
It's like,
there's still a sign there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're going to get restored.
I usually start further down when I'm fishing because you're on the other side of Diesel Horse.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Right below the fish ladder sections above.
Yeah. You're out over there by the rodeo grounds.
Right.
Yep.
Which we need to keep for another 50, 60 years. Would you all agree on that?
Yeah, totally.
Okay. All right. So, when's this going to be?
This Sunday.
This Sunday?
Yeah. It's coming up quick. Registration ends on Wednesday night, tomorrow at 11:59
p.m. Why weren't you here? Like 2 weeks ago.
We just got the call. We came the next day.
Well, no, I mean, why didn't you tell us earlier? That way you could have been on 2 weeks ago. And I could have had my blow-up kayak.
Oh,
it takes me a long time to get blowed up.
You still can't.
Well, you know, my lungs are a little bit...
You got 48 hours.
I have one of those blower uppers. Oh. I got a toddler.
Yeah.
I got a toddler I got to blow
okay.
up for.
So, I'm going to take a break. We'll come back. And we're not only just going to talk about this. We're going to talk about other things that are happening in our area here. And I'm here with Tiffany Adebony and Danny Orloff. Tiffany's with the
I'm with Headwaters Adventure Company.
We'll talk about that, too. Mm-hmm. And Danny, of course, is with the Chamber of Commerce and does their branding and does their media and does their tourism.
Okay. Visit Redding.
There you go. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by a friend of mine and a good guy, a scrapper. His name's Patrick Gorman. He's an attorney, and he built the largest workers' compensation office north of Sacramento, and there's a reason for that. He is truly an expert when it comes to workers' compensation. And work injuries are life-changing, can be life-changing for the injured person and the and his family. They want to get back to work. Their employer wants to get them back to work, but things are not going the way they should. That's when you go see Patrick Gorman. You give him a call at 530-262-2168. Free consultation. Tell him your story, and in some cases, it's just the way the things are. He'll tell you, you don't need to get legal advice right now. You don't need to have lawyers get into this because it's playing out. It's a little bit slow, but it's playing out. However, comma, if it's not, Patrick Gorman's going to go in there and fight for you. And let me tell you, Patrick's a scrapper. Yeah, he takes real good care of his clients. That's Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Give him a call. 530-262-2168. And we'll be right back.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Feeling the smoke in the air? Breathe easier at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave on Market Street. Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs, clearing and easing asthma, sinus, and skin issues. Perfect for teens, families, athletes, and pets. Our salt therapy also helps with inflammation, frozen shoulder, carpal tunnel, and surgery recovery. Enjoy our infrared sauna and light therapy for weight loss and rejuvenation. Plus, try the Genesis Stone, a wearable aid for breathing and stress relief that may help reduce medication needs. Don't miss our back-to-school coupon codes around town. Visit Capture the Essence Salt Cave today.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging would like to invite you to join our free caregiver support events during the month of August. During these presentations, you will learn techniques on how to help when they don't want your help and how to plan ahead in caregiving by getting your documents in order. These free events will be held in Yreka, Weaverville, Susanville, Redding, Alturas, and Burney. And all attendees will receive free resource materials. Visit psa2.org for dates and times. That's psa2.org.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
The sailor say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine girl.
What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
Yeah, you're asked to steal a sailor from the sea.
One hit wonder. Who did that one there, buddy?
Looking Glass.
Yeah, it was like a one-hit wonder, Looking Glass. Let's see. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Two separate divisions. Judy's built her business, started in 1993, helping families, seniors, business owners, and veterans since the day she's opened. And I tell you what, she treats her customers really well. We're customers of Maxwell Insurance. If you need a second opinion on a retirement plan or a 401, or how about your insurance plans, give Judy a call at 530-221-0441. It's free review and evaluation. Might have some new ideas there for you. There, she's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, right next to Members First Credit Union. And I'm here with Danny Orloff, who is the Chamber of Commerce, the tourism guy, and the branding guy, and Tiffany Audubon from Headwaters
Adventure Company.
And we're going to find out what that is. And they're talking about the big regatta that's going to be this Sunday. How did I not know about this? Gosh, you know what? I would have borrowed a kayak. And how about those floaty boards that people use? Paddle boards?
The paddle boards.
Paddle boards, too?
You can.
Now, is this
us.
A race?
Yeah, this is a race.
And how long is it going to?
This is going to be a mile race, so 1 mile upriver.
2 miles.
And then,
two miles.
Yeah, 2 miles.
Upriver.
Yeah, 1 mile upriver,
and then
turn around back. And
what about when they get down to the fish ladder?
No. They're staying away from the fish ladder.
Or so you think.
No, I know. I got safety. I'm prepared.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
Yeah, she's got
to go down the fish ladder.
They will not be going anywhere near that.
Oh, heck. Okay. All right. There goes the fun part of it. Okay, so how many people can enter this thing?
We're going to cap it at 200 racers, if we get up to that many.
How many you got?
We have about 33 right now, but
yeah, it's
a
first year.
It's a staggered start.
Oh, okay.
They're not all starting at one time at all.
Oh, well, that's the other part that's a lot of fun. I was just telling you about an event I was at, and that was no staggered start. It was 15 horses starting off at a frenzied walk. But, you know, everybody starting off. There's a lot of fun with that. A lot of bumping and pushing.
Safety is our number one priority for this event.
Of course it is.
Especially
on the
river.
You know what? Danny winked at me when he said that. Are you making people wear life jackets and all that kind of
yes,
stuff?
Yes, required.
Yeah. Required.
Required,
how
yeah.
How about helmets?
No, there's...
How about safety glasses? No, I'm sorry.
If you want to wear sunglasses, we recommend sunglasses.
Okay, all right. And the purpose behind this is you're bringing this back because this used to be a huge thing.
This was huge. And we'll have the Historical Society there as well. They're going to be...
They were just on here right before you guys.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they'll be down there at the event and be able to talk about the history.
Yeah, Gabriel.
Gabriel Lee.
Gabriel was just on.
Yeah.
Talking about what
awesome.
They're doing. Yeah. Okay, and so people diving off the diesel horse, but back then before the dam, so you had the water was a little bit deeper because now the only thing you could do is like a belly flop and hope you didn't hit a rock.
So not even recommended. We're not doing any diving.
No diving.
No diving events.
Okay, that's a good idea. Okay, so number of people are going to race up a mile and back a mile. There's medals.
First, second, third place in each of the classes in the age divisions.
Okay. I mean, no, like, gold star for participating?
No participation.
God bless you. Okay. and so where's – and you use the funding for this, I guess, self-funded?
Yeah, self-funded. We were able to rent the bridge and low cost. We have a lot of great volunteers. Shout out to the Lions Club helping out and multiple more volunteers to help make this possible.
And this starts at the Diesel Horse?
It starts just a little bit below.
Okay.
So do you know where the pavilion is? We rented the pavilion in the Diesel Horse. And the
built by the veteran community, that pavilion was, by the way. Oh. And did you know that?
I did not know that, but I'm
take
glad.
A look
I'm
at
glad
the pavilion.
I,
you'll see all the insignias of the military up there.
Oh yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'll check it out today.
Yeah. Well, move some of the homeless out of the way.
Oh no, that's being taken care of. Don't get me started on that one.
I won't. Maybe I will. I want to hear. Tiffany just turned into just from a very nice person. You know, she's like, no, we'll take care of that. Okay, let it go. Let it go. Into your nose, out through your mouth, you know. Okay.
You started it.
Yeah, I am an instigator. You know what? This whole day I've been like this, too. Is that right, Ben?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. No, I'm not. All right, so... And so there's people can observe it. People can come out. Are there going to be vendors out there?
There are.
Yeah. Okay, tell us about that.
Oh yeah.
It's mouthwatering vendors. We have Odell's Barbecue. They'll be selling tri-tip sandwiches.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ben works at Odell's.
Oh, perfect. We have Sweet Spot selling gelato ice cream, TLC kettle corn and lemonade.
Evergreen
coffee. Yeah, Evergreen coffee to wake you up in the morning.
Before you dip into the water.
Yeah. I'm actually on that event, so you will see me there serving with Odell's.
Oh, yes. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Jason, and I met Jason when he first opened up here, and it's been a good relationship.
Oh,
they're
awesome.
He's just quality people out there. And then Ben works here, and then he just goes next door and works.
Well, not that far of a commute.
Yeah, it's not that far.
We might need to ask Jason if Ben can race.
Okay, so this year it's just going to be conventional stuff. Mm-hmm. Next year, though,
we're going bigger.
You're going bigger. Now we can get into the best, you know, most exotic boat and those kind of things.
Sky's the limit.
Sky's the limit.
As long as it's human powered.
It's got to be human powered.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
So you could have, like, you know, your bicycle in there with little paddles. Yes, you can. That's
hopefully,
human power.
Hopefully they're the engineer.
Thank God no one could see the eye roll.
Yeah, well, that's okay. You eye roll all you want, but I've seen those out there. And, you know, and on that river, you could just be, I could see that. And people right now are thinking, I can do that.
Yeah, I can pedal drive the kayak.
I think that's cheating.
No, why is it cheating? You said human powered, right? It's not like you got a horse on there that's pulling you down the stream. You know what? You guys are so political. You know, you're coming up with reasons not to do things. This should be thrown open to the imaginations of our citizens. As long as it's going to make it to the distance.
Yeah, we got things safety here. Especially getting out of that boat ramp. Thank God I have a jet skier right there with the rescue board.
Okay. All right.
Busy.
All right, that's a Sunday then.
Yeah, this Sunday.
Starting at
10 a.m., ending at 4 p.m.
Vendors, food, everything out there.
Oh, yeah. If you have a kayak.
Places to eat right there, yeah.
Yeah, if you have a kayak, a rec or performance kayak, and Tiffany might be able to know the difference of the two, but we'll have a stand-up paddleboard, rec kayak or performance kayak are the three divisions. And then three different age groups within those divisions also, so.
What are the age groups?
Age groups are 16 to 45, 46 to 69, and then 70 plus.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So I do want to say this. It is as a competitor myself, there is nothing like hearing cheers and cowbells for the racers coming across the finish line. And those steps that are right there below the pavilion, you can sit there, you could be on the Diesel Horse Bridge, come out, cheer on these racers, enjoy some food.
There you go. Sounds like a good time.
Awesome.
Okay, we're going to take a break, but you're not leaving yet, because I want to talk about Headwaters Adventure, and I want to talk about other things that y'all have got going on in tourism and all this, okay?
Sounds good.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, my barbershop. It's not a hair salon, my friends. This is a barbershop. The only hair gel you have is Butch Wax for flat tops. It's located, of course, in Cypress Square, and it's right, if you remember where Lucky Miller's used to be, it's right across the parking lot from there. It's right off of Athens Avenue. It was established in 1960, and it's been in here since like 1967. They paint the walls, but there's still things on the walls that have been there a long time. I've never had a bad haircut there in 17 years, and it's just a pleasant place to go to. It's locally owned, locally operated, discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned business. I make an appointment by calling them at 530-244-9478. Make an appointment that works on my schedule, and go down there and get my haircut. Ted Lighty and I, we schedule them together so our bromance continues to flourish. And we can. I wanted to cut Ted's hair the other day. Now, they were all up for it, but Ted wasn't. This is a very courageous man, but he didn't want me to cut his hair before he went on vacation with his wife. I don't understand why. It's man's last stronghold. Yes, it's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Hi, everybody. RC with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, El Pulpo by AJ Fernandez. Receiving a 94 rating, El Pulpo is outstanding, balanced, layered, bold, or just a few words used to describe the powerful character of such a cigar from the factory of AJ Fernandez. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Success starts with a single step. At Shasta College, we can help you take that next step forward towards a new career or transfer to a four-year university with your first 2 years done. We have 75 years of experience helping students just like you build their future and realize their dreams. So, what do you want for your future? Success starts at Shasta College. Enroll today. Fall semesters begin August 19th. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Sounding okay?
I'll be honest, fellas, it was sounding great, but I could have used a little more cowbell. So, let's take it again. And Gene.
Yeah.
That's okay. Really, we need a little more cowbell. So, I have a cowbell. In fact, I may bring it in here, because when I read about things that are happening from our beloved politicians, I just want to ring the cowbell. Hey, good morning. Welcome back. 8:34 in the morning here. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is one of the nation's top cardiovascular hospitals. And they also are the teaching hospital. They've got 22 residents going through the residency program. Had two of them on the other day, so they're going to stay in Reading. And that's good news. And that's kind of the idea, is introduce them to Reading, see what kind of great place this is, and then they want to stay. They're in the cutting edge of technology with the TAVR valve replacement, the Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system, you name it. They've got it. They're saving people from having to drive 3-4 hours for a procedure. It can be done right here in Reading. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. And I'm with Tiffany Adubani, Boney, from Headwaters Adventure Company.
Beautiful.
Where they have canoes, kayaks, and
stand-up paddleboards.
Okay. And Danny Orloff from the Reading Chamber of Commerce, who does our tourism and all this. So, Tiffany, what is the Headwaters Adventure Company?
Headwaters Adventure Company is your local kayak shop or paddle shop, because we sell everything related to paddling. We rent kayaks. We rent stand-up paddle boards. We have rafting trips downriver on the Sacramento. I do guided trips. I teach and set up events. We've been around since, the original shop opened in 2010. The current owner, Brian, bought it in 2015, and we moved from the Merchant Lane store over to the store on Park Marina Drive in 2019.
That's right behind Sublime.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Which is a dangerous place to be behind.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. I personally, I have been paddling since 2010. I have been the part-time kayak instructor. I worked in the social work field. I still do that as a consultant.
You were over at One Safe Place.
I was over at One Safe Place, correct. And now I'm just a consultant working with trafficking survivors and survivors of strangulation still, but only one day a week. And I work at the shop the rest of the time.
Okay. And this is, when you say you take guided tours down the SAC, is this, you put them in a raft?
So we do. I do both. I can guide kayaks. I prefer rafting, though. It's a lot more fun, and I get a chance to teach folks about the ecology of our waterway here and how important it is. I get people, being on the water is so healing, and just introducing people to this water. This the rivers can intimidate and scare people, and rightly so. You have to respect it, but it can be a lot of fun, and it's beautiful with the wildlife.
Well, when Ben's mom was on a, was it on a raft or a kayak, buddy?
Kayak.
And she got hung up on a strainer. On a log or something.
A branch.
A branch, and they had to go out and get her. But thank goodness she came out of it alive.
All good, yeah.
Yeah, and first thing she did was slap Ben and say, why'd you let me do this?
It was my older brother's birthday, too, so.
Oh,
yeah.
You didn't receive the greatest news that morning.
No, the greatest news was that Mom came out of it okay.
Yeah.
I suggest anybody, before they go on the river, to talk to somebody who knows the waterway.
Mm-hmm.
I have talked to many people. This river is at a constant temperature never gets really above 50 degrees. So yeah. You have that factor.
It changes
all the time. Yeah. And we have what's called strainers, or the branch that his mom got caught up on. It's like a colander. So water will go through it, but solid objects will not, and you can get pinned. So just knowing how to control your boat, wearing your PFD or personal flotation device or life jacket is a must. Just talk to somebody who's got the experience on the river.
The pool was so powerful that, like, the life jacket wasn't doing anything. So you just kind of keep
that
in mind.
It's not. When you're caught up in a strainer, that life jacket is almost useless because you are pinned. The current is pinning you, so it doesn't matter if you're wearing a life jacket when you're caught up on a branch.
Mm-hmm. Is there a protocol for that? She was able to kick off the ground to breathe, but...
Yeah, she was extremely lucky, very lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah, the thing to do is to climb up. If you're seeing, avoid it, first of all. But climb, if you're in that situation, you know you're going to hit that, you want to be...
Above it,
above the water level. Because if you flip, that current is going to pin you. And it doesn't matter if you're wearing a life jacket.
That's why you'll see on the bigger rivers coming down with the white water, right where the rocks are. Mm-hmm. It will just continue, it will hold you down in there.
That's what our fish ladder does. That's why we are so
avoiding the fish ladder.
The bottom, it's a hydraulic dam, so it's going to keep you recirculating.
Have you ever gone down the American?
I have not.
Oh, so you ever heard of the meat grinder?
Yes, I have.
I went through the meat grinder outside a boat.
Yeah, not fun, huh?
It was exhilarating.
Sure.
It got boring after a while. And rivers trying to drown me for that.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
My guide. Anyway, but the Sac isn't like that portion of the American.
No.
And it's I see people going down it all the time. Everybody's having a wonderful time in rafts and kayaks.
Yeah.
But it's like anything.
Mm-hmm.
You can, if you don't know what you're doing.
It's unpredictable. And I always tell people it's not a matter of if, but when you swim. I myself flipped in June at a feature I've been through number of times in my kayak. I just got off what I call my line, hit the wave, and went right into a boil and flipped my kayak. And that's the first time I flipped in like 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it wakes you up, and it also humbles you. So we do have some features on this water that you do have to be aware of.
So you need to go to Headwaters Adventure Company and talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, y'all tell people what it's like out there
totally.
And all that.
Totally. Downriver is more rapids. Where we're going to be, there's the mile up. There's no rapids, but there is enough current to make it interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But I think everybody will have fun. I have one more clinic on Friday night for those who want to get out on the course. I will teach you how to launch so that you're not swept downriver.
That's always good.
And I will show you how to read the river, read the currents, because there are upriver currents that will help get you up. You will be told to stay away from the bridge pylons, and we'll talk about eddies, eddy lines, and ferrying.
Okay. I understood some of that. All right. We're here with Tiffany Ottoboni, who is from Headwaters Adventure Company, and they take people down the river
and
give classes.
Sell
kayaks, and they give people classes on how to be safe out there.
Correct.
I mean, nothing's totally safe, but at least how to avoid some of these obstacles that is in the river. You can't escape the fact that the river's going to have things in it.
Correct.
But how to avoid those.
Correct. And I teach a safety and rescue course, and it's very helpful.
Okay. All right. Let's take a quick break while Ben goes and tries to find the cowbell. And we'll come back, and we're going to talk to Danny about tourism and what should we be expecting here in the next few months.
And this song I shall be playing going out is about our VP.
Our VP. Oh, okay, I can't wait. Go, buddy.
Whether you're looking for unique items for your home or office, shop Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane offers a variety of antiques, military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry, including crosses and rings, along with sports memorabilia and collectibles. Memory Lane also features antique and upcycled furniture and decor, including paintings and signs, picture frames, books, and movies. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also has a wide assortment of jewelry to choose from, including antique and vintage, to costume and classic jewelry. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Memory Lane is open Monday, 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday, noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Ready for an unforgettable night of amazing music and good vibes? Then join us for an epic night at Danger Kitty's Billion Dollar Bash 2. It's all going down August 24th at the Axiom Repertory Theater, and this lineup is straight fire. We're talking about the killer sounds of Jeremy Ryan and the California Grown Band and the Pine Dogs Unleashed as openers, with Danger Kitty as the main event. Plus, you'll be feasting on some mouthwatering grub from Lakata's Catering, and the Axiom No Host Bar will be open. The whole shebang is included in your ticket price, and it's powered by K Shasta, Soundwave Entertainment, and KCNR Radio. Don't miss out on what is guaranteed to be a legendary night of rock and roll. Grab your tickets, rally your crew, as this promises to be a night to remember. Head on over to our website, DangerKittyMusic.com, or the Axiom Theater website for all the details and tickets. We'll see you there.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567, and we're here having more fun than we should. You know, we had Chinese food yesterday, and I've had this overwhelming urge to invade Taiwan ever since. Oh, no, I'm making plans. Yeah. Sorry. Today it's going to be a high near 91. Tomorrow, high around 90. But Thursday we're going to get start getting showers. Thursday and Friday and maybe part of Saturday. But we're having thunderstorms rolling in here, it looks like, on Friday. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson. Locally owned, family owned company. They treat their customers very well. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. I'm here with Danny Orloff from the Reading Chamber of Commerce, who does their tourism and such, and Tiffany Ottoboni from Headwaters Adventure Company that has canoes, kayaks, and SUPs. It's not what it looks like. Danny, let's talk about tourism. Okay, we've got this big event that's happening Sunday, the regatta, that's just going to be the first one, but it's going to expand. I'm going to help you with ideas.
All right.
Whether you want them or not.
All right.
I'm just going to keep coming down. Oh, I think we ought to do this too. Write them all down.
Yeah.
Okay, so tourism here, how big a thing is that for Reading and Shasta County?
Oh, it's huge. How much recreation opportunities there are for people to enjoy a vacation up here is amazing. There's just so many things to do.
I think you're really missing your not you personally. We are not pushing the equestrian side of tourism up here. We have beautiful areas to ride in, and yet I don't see that advertised. And maybe it's just because I've been on these trips lately. As a beginning right here, and then moving up to different areas. But we've got good riding trails around here that using Reading as a staging area with maps and everything else for having equestrian people coming in here that want to ride up in this beautiful, beautiful country we have here. Just an idea.
Definitely. I remember actually last time we were on the air, we talked about it.
I haven't seen anything happen. I'm sorry. Ring the cowbell. Okay. No, Danny, I'm just kidding. But
it's a good idea.
Tourism is so important here. I mean, we've got the best trout fisheries in the world right here in the SAC and surrounding areas. So, and I understand, that tourism in California is billions of dollars, and our percentage up here isn't what it could be.
Yeah.
I mean, we have to wake up people. So, what do you see as the biggest obstacle for getting people up here?
Well, for me, I think the biggest obstacle is infrastructure.
Okay.
So infrastructure, just like transportation being the number one, I think it's great how we have our three flights daily from SFO and these big hub cities. But the amount of Ubers or Lyfts or just transportation for those who don't have a vehicle. There we go. I heard the cowbell.
Okay, I want you to keep that in there. Make sure it's on every one of the so every one of the producers can find it, Benny. Okay. That's an interesting point. I say I've never heard that before. So when people fly in, they can either rent a car, but if they want to just come downtown and start from here and just use all of our areas in here.
Exactly.
They don't have the taxis or the Ubers and all that.
Yeah, you might be riding the Bird scooter for a while, just from here all the way to the airport or one of those B-cycle, those new bikes downtown. You might be taking those for a longer cruise. But, I think just a little bit more infrastructure could help out.
Okay. Say people come in here and they want to fish and this. Or what about the people that drive in? So, because people come all over to go to Lake Shasta.
Yep.
All right. I mean,
that's our number one point of
interest. That's our number one spot there.
Right off I-5.
Yep, right there. And it's beautiful and it's full and all those things. But we can get them here for that. But we need to show them other things, in my opinion. I mean, like Mount Lassen.
Yeah.
Beautiful, but so underutilized up there.
It's one of the most underranked parks, and
it
just opened
one
up
the least visited parks.
Yeah, and it just opened up a little bit more now from Manzanita to devastated area. I think it was just yesterday or the day before. It's a beautiful country out there. And,
Well, I'm just seeing. I've had the opportunity over the last this month to see the Trinity up in the Warners, and even though that's not right here in Reading, that's where I could see us establishing. Like the gateway to coming up here to things like that. That, there's park there that, hiking. And I mean, we've got like 12 wilderness areas around here.
Yeah. It's crazy how much good stuff we have.
It is. And
nationally acclaimed as well,
It is.
Yeah.
So how do we get like another 500,000 people up here? Yeah,
if you have the secret, let me know.
I know. That's the thing is.
But I think it's really about that balance, too. I mean, we have so much good gems. We don't want to overpopulate one area. You know, I think it's smart to make sure our promotion goes out and highlighting all of these different things to do
right.
Instead of, hey, go to this waterfall and hang out here and overpopulate this one area.
Yeah, there's like nine waterfalls in this general area here. You know, Whiskeytown, Burney. I mean, there's like nine of them you can reach, you know, in a few days. And that, so they hub out of here and go. I mean, there's people that like to go see these things.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, so. And that's what's so nice is having all nine. You know, it's not like, hey, just go to this exact one and hang out here. It's like, hey, there is the nine.
Yeah, you don't want to. You know, one of the things we talked about, we're up here in the beautiful Trinity. And what we were talking about is people, when they go to visit like Yosemite or Yellowstone, you got all these thousands of people there. It's almost like a city, right? I mean, it really is.
Yeah.
If they walked 3 miles up a trail, they'd be at a lake that nobody else really is at.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so what you're doing, you're getting all the, they're all staying around these one areas, and then they have to wait in line and all that.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's not seeing the beauty of our nature.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. I'm on my horse again. I'm running for it.
Yeah. Keep it up.
I think, you know, we do have some really beautiful alpine lakes. Castle Lake, Heart Lake.
Oh, yeah.
Heart Lake is a little bit of a hike, but Castle Lake is not, and it's beautiful. And you just don't hear enough about it. Castle Crags, you know, Fairy Falls is up in that area.
Yeah.
And that's a beautiful hike, too. You know, just... It's not advertised enough.
And you don't have to drive for four hours on a back road.
Mm-mm.
You can get there relatively easy.
Yeah.
And there's people in cities, you know, that if they just, you know, if they could just get it in their head to spend a weekend out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, you can rent them tents, you can rent them sleeping bags and
glamping.
Little packs and, you know, and glamping. Even a guide. Take them up someplace.
Yeah.
I mean, I just know how important, you know, that a big thing is tourism, and people are spending more and more of their money.
Yeah.
And now they're getting out. Hopefully, you know, if they see this, which, you know what, I know I'm preaching to the choir here, Danny. I know you're reaching out to all these people. I'm not saying you're not. I'm just wish that they could actually see some of the things that I've seen in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah. Really. And just think about the difference of like quality of life from traffic, you know, 20 miles in traffic to 20 minutes here. It's crazy on how.
In 20 minutes, you can be from here on Lake Shasta on a houseboat.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
20 minutes.
Yeah.
Yep. Cracking a cold one.
Or you can be an hour and be up at Mount Shasta.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Even though that, you know, okay, so you're not skiing at this time of the year, but do they have like bikes they use, mountain biking up there?
Yeah, so it transforms into a mountain biking park for the Mount Shasta,
See, these are...
Spring water? Who doesn't want some fresh spring water?
Oh, yes. Every year we go up to the headwaters there and go
laying there at night, and you don't see anything except stars.
Yeah.
And deer coming through your camp in the morning. I mean, that's what's here.
Yeah.
And it's not that far away. I mean, you don't have to ride a horse and pack a mule 4 or 5 hours in.
Not at all.
Though we did. But you don't have to do that.
I literally just had a friend here this weekend from the Bay Area, and he said, so this is what the country sounds like.
Oh.
And all you heard was the frogs and some crickets and just the sound of night. It was just beautiful. I'm like, this is, I think
see,
it's better.
I'm looking at Headwaters Adventure Company here, and you all are focused on the rivers. Do we have local businesses here that focus on the camping and getting people out from here?
Well, we also focus on lakes, any water.
Right, right.
Ocean, too, because that's 3 hours away. But I think we do have...
I know the dive shop does stuff with lakes as well, and then like Overland HD... over there on...
what I'd like to see is a company or a business that focuses on when people come in here, they give them everything.
Yep.
Packs, walking sticks, sleeping bags, sell them food, you know, freeze-dried stuff.
Yeah.
But, and then even offer guides. to going up into the, you know, go for a, you know, an easy one day, you know, up to a place, camp for a couple of days, and then bring them back. I think that would be, I'll tell you what, after being up there again, and it's a, it's quite, it's magical. Yeah. It really is.
Yeah.
And we know this because we live here. Mm-hmm. But you take somebody from L.A. or San Francisco or Seattle, any of these, Portland, and say, this is what we're going to offer. This is what we have to offer here. Right. Mainly it's L.A. because they don't have any of that stuff down there. It's just a thought.
Yeah.
And I know that you're working hard at getting that word out. And we've run out of time.
Oh.
So... I'm sorry, I talked most of the time.
More cowbell.
Well, thank you so much, Tiffany Ottoboni, and from Headwaters Adventure Company, who takes lakes, ocean, rivers.
Correct.
We'll take people out on guided tours.
Yeah, and we sell kayaks, stand-up paddle boards. We have a huge sale going on right now.
Okay.
Huge.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
And Danny Orloff, who heads up of branding, marketing, and the tourism part. And I'll, you know what I'm going to do, just because I want to bother you, Danny, is I'm going to write up an equestrian idea.
Perfect.
Good
Let's
idea.
Let's give that to you.
Yeah.
Because we have organizations around here that can help with that.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
All right, buddy. Hey, tomorrow is Wednesday. We have the sheriff's office on. We have a gentleman coming in here, a lieutenant, is going to talk about the different aspects of doing business in the sheriff's department there. So have a great day. It's going to be about 91 today, and God bless America.
KCNR, Shasta Redding
Medical Center.